Okay, so we're gonna take out the daily recording, card recording sheets. So, do you remember getting this sheet that says date, partial
Oh.
card, how do I feel this morning, what happened today, and new understanding of card? And so, okay, so in order to fill out your daily chart of what cards you pull for the day, you need to know what the Parsha is for that day. The only way to find out is to go on your calendar, your Jewish calendar, and look on the Saturday following the Sunday. Okay, so each Sunday is day one of the new Parsha, and Saturday is day seven, but it will list it on Saturday. So you don't go backwards. What you do is, so for example, I believe that today is Acharei chapter. The Acharei chapter, Parsha, means chapter in Leviticus. And the chapters always start with the Hebrew word, the first Hebrew word. That's how they laid out. And the chapter of Acharei on the first day, which would be Sunday. So if on Saturday ahead of where we are on Sunday, if the Saturday, the seventh day, tells you what Parsha it is, that will be the seventh day of the Parsha. And the first day would be the very first paragraphs up until where it says on the side, the sign for Sheni, which is the Hebrew letters Shin, Nun, Yud. And I can show you that in the Parsha. Jody, I did show you that on under Metzora, the chapter for Metzora. Okay, so you'll have to keep going back to that, and I think I turned down that, yeah, so you know what it looks like, what to look for, to know when the end of that part, that day's Parsha is. So it's a little complicated and may not be easily easy, but look at the sh look at where it says number two, where I wrote it down under Shani, and I underlined Shani number two. Look for those letters in the Parsha Acharei and see if you can find them. And if you can, wonderful. Then you know where the Parsha will end. And it's just going to be next to the Hebrew.
Not in the
Not
text.
in the text. It's on, look back on Metzora and see where it is on the page. And you'll see in the column. So this is just if you want to know the Jewish,
Right there.
how it,
I found it.
okay.
How do you know it where it corresponds to the English?
You just kind of guess. Okay, it doesn't have to be precise. You just kind of guess where it corresponds in the English. Okay. If it's too much to do this part, you don't have to do it. this is not going to help. You know, we're just talking about working with the cards. This is an added thing you can add to it. It doesn't have to go in there. Okay, you can also look it up online on Chabad.org, on the calendar. You go to their calendar on the website, and you'll see on the all the Saturdays will have the Parsha for that Saturday, the end, the last day of that Parsha.
You look at the Parsha in a nutshell and kind of get a sense of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't have to, you know, try to find it in the book. But the Chumash book that I gave you is very nice because it has all the commentary on the bottom. And if you just go on to the website and on the calendar, you'll find exactly what the day's Parsha is each day. They'll let you know. Yeah. So the first thing you would do on this chart is write the date. Today's date is 4/17. You fill out today's date, 4/17/16. And we'll just write the Parsha is Acharei, because that's what it says on the website for today. And then you write down, how do I feel this morning? You know, you could be taking this out at night, so you could write down how you feel at night. Or if you want to do it right now, you can fill out how you feel today, right now. So why don't we do that? So I wanted to say again about the date is I write the date on the Gregorian calendar. So today I would write 4/17/16 and then Sunday. So in my mind, I know what day it is. And then underneath, I would write the date on the Hebrew calendar. So today would be Nisan 9. The 9th of Nisan. And then after you're done connecting with yourself and how do I feel, and you're right, you're filling out that space there, then you shuffle the cards and you pull one for the day. And you can, as you're shuffling, think about, you know, what do I need to see today? What do I need to realize? What do I need to know? What can help me if a challenge comes up? Those are kind of the kind of questions I ask myself sometimes as I'm shuffling. And I leave it open. I don't specify one particular issue. I'm just like open for the day, whatever happens today. If something challenging comes up, I'm going to think about this card. And that card will help me understand or work through whatever is that's going on in my life. Then after I pull the card and I write it down in that little part that says card, I write the card name. And then I read through what it says on the back and I come up with a few words or a sentence that sums it all up that is easy for me to remember throughout the day so that I can easily, since these concepts are so deep that you want to really pick out one thing that you can easily think about that narrows it down to something specific that will help you. Let me give you some examples. I picked Hava one day which is Eve, and I had just heard a talk by Shifra Hendry, where she was talking about the Nahash, the snake, has the same gematria as the word for Mashiach. And I was just like, okay, turn the Nahash into Mashiach. I wrote that underneath Chava. Okay. Another time I picked Gullus. So I got from, after reading that, reach out for the loving inner parent. One day I picked Keter, and I wrote down, unlimited resources abound within and without. Okay, so that's kind of how you would do it. One more thing I wanted to say was, you know, if you pull the same card each time, you may come up with a different few words. So one time I pulled Keter and came up with this thing about unlimited resources. Another time I pulled Keter and I came up with this idea of having a purpose, that I'm needed for a purpose. So it could be, you know, just whatever's going on with you, it'll come up. This is about trusting your inner voice. So assuming that you're doing this in the morning, the next morning, this is how I do it. I write down what I feel that morning. And then the next morning I go back and write down what happened that day. And then it gives me another chance to really think about how what happened that day connects to the card that I pulled. And then it helps me come up with a new understanding of the card, and I write that under the new understanding of the card. So imagine if you do this at night, you could write, how do I feel? How do I feel at night? Instead of how do I feel this morning? Then you can pull a card that would give you some insight into what happened that day. And you could write, this is what happened that day, and this is how you can think about, this is how the card was answering something or helping me through the day. How? And then you go, you write the new understanding of the card. So if you want to have a card to think about during the next day, you could pull a card for that day, that night. Yeah. So you would both be, and that's what I'm doing in the morning too. I'm going back to the day before, and I'm writing about that, and then I'm pulling a new card for that day. So if you do it at night, you're looking at how the card you pulled the night before fit into that day. And then you're pulling another card for the next day.
And keeping that in mind as you go through your day and reflecting on it as you reflect on.
Yes.
Whatever's coming up or what's come up.
Yes. And so, you know, sometimes it'll be easy to remember what it was, what you pulled, and to think about it during your day and see how it fits. And sometimes it won't be, and you won't think about it again until the next time you go back to this book to record it. Sometimes it'll be helpful to have those few words, you know, like, yeah. I pulled the sun one day and I was like, the light is always there. Okay, so it was like, that was easy to remember all day. Mm-hmm. So that's how it works. Mm-hmm.